Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ruben, when you walked in here earlier, you said, and I think it was in a commercial break right before we started, you said, I got so much on this game. Just tee me up for stuff. All right. I don't even have a question for you, Ruben. Take us inside another one or two things that stood out to you that perhaps we haven't covered yet.
Well, one of the things...
From either game, by the way, because let's not forget about Saturday also.
We could forget about Saturday.
It's been a great, great series, and it's been fun to watch. It's been so emotional, amazing support from the fans, all types of stuff going on. One thing I wanted to mention is if you guys listen to the walk-off call by Scott Fransky, it is one of the more emotional and poignant things. I think it's really important for people to listen to that all the way through. When Nick Castellanos goes to his kid and goes to Liam, that is a really, really special moment. If you get a chance to see it or listen to it, maybe we can play
it. Well, let's play right now Castellanos talking about it. Hold on one second, because I got that ready to go right now. So here is Nick Castellanos after the game talking about the interaction there with Liam.
And then what's that like in that moment you run over and see Liam after all?
The best.
Oh, he's just walked off.
Yeah. Of course, because when I'm old and no one cares about me as a baseball player anymore, you know, like we're going to be at home and be able to remember and look back at that.
What did he say to you? What did you say to him? Do you
remember? We just both said, let's go.
Ruben, I know you're a big family person, so I think it resonates with all of us. I mean, you got to not have a heart for it not to resonate with
everybody,
with you.
But in particular, Scott Fransky, when he made the call at the very end, he actually talked about it when he raced over to see him. That's something that's really, really a poignant moment. Obviously, being a father, I mean, listen, these are memories that you'll never. That's the beauty of the game of baseball, man. These are memories that are being created for people for the rest of their lives, man. I had an owner tell me one time, I remember at an owner's meeting one time saying to one of our owners, thank you so much for your support. He said, no, Ruben, thank you, because you're creating memories that when I'm on my deathbed, this is all that's really going to matter.
Wow, that's powerful.
And that's really, I think about that all the time, and it makes me emotional because these are things that are really special.
Well, they are special, and I'll say this, Ruben. While I think the Liam and his dad, Nick Castellanos, thing resonates with all of us, I can imagine it resonates even more with you because you were that kid with your father playing for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Totally.
I mean, you were literally that kid.
He has a rare insight into this.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. It's all those things are emotional for me. And, you know, I get to be on the field with my dad during the time. In 1980 when I was a bat boy, when we won the World Series.
Incredible.
We were jumping around on the pile together. I mean, these are things that you'll never forget. And for that moment to be created for Liam and Nick, just special.
God, I love it.
I think it goes a step further too, just with baseball. I mean, baseball is the most generational of our sports. Like, it's the most. Well, I love baseball because my father loved the Phillies, and that's why I love the Phillies. And it, you know, it feels like family. I feel like more than any other sport.
Yes, how about this reality? I mean, just for what it's worth, and I think most people know this, but if you don't, Phillies go back to 1883. Sixers and Flyers only go back to the 60s. You know, like, I mean, it's a huge difference. Eagles obviously go back to 1933. I mean, you're talking about. I mean, let's put it this way. The Phillies have been around pretty much as long as the Sixers and Flyers combined. Mm-hmm. That tells you something. All right, let's go to Chuck in Cherry Hill right now. Chuck, good morning.
Oh, wow. Good morning, everybody. There's so much magic. Ruben's right. You almost don't have the words to hit all the key points, man. I'm hoarse today. I got nothing left. Unbelievable. I ask ever so sweetly. There's no bitterness in my voice today, but the Diamond Club people, when our kids watch this stuff in 08, my son's in all the commercials waving the towel on the final pitch, but he had everybody. He actually handed out flyers that said, hey, aristocrats, you have to stand up when it's 3-0 and all. And next thing you know, the whole Diamond Club's up going crazy.
There you go.
We need their help. We need their help. But anyway, just to put the Schmidt greatness in some type of frame here, he's just about a third of a season, his postseason at bats, 200, just about a third.
when you roll that forward, he's going to end up having unbelievable. He's going to have 85 extra base hits.
Okay, hold on. Are you saying Schmidt or Bryce?
I'm sorry. I'm going to compare Harper and Schmidt. Mm-hmm. So if I confuse him, my bad. Let me sort myself here. So Harper is at 200 plate appearances right now. So a third of a season, give or take, right? If you take his numbers, you're talking 280, 400, 600 slug, 1,000 OPS for his career postseason. That's unbelievable.
Well, here's the thing, Chuck. It's even better if you factor in just his Phillies numbers. I mean, I got to tell you, one of the things that amazed me when – so Schwarber hits the homer on Saturday and then Bryce hits the homer on Sunday, which obviously we're celebrating. But when he hits it, they show a graphic that says that Bryce has tied – Schwarber for the most home runs in the history of the franchise in the postseason with, I think it was 12.
12.
Okay.
It is 12.
Now, when I heard that, I was like, wait a second here. These two guys have been in two postseasons and two games. Now, granted, it's different than when Schmidt played. It's different than when Mickey Mantle played. Like, Mickey Mantle, right to the World Series. So, obviously, Mickey Mantle's 18 home runs, while incredible in the postseason, is all the more incredible because he only got to play in the World Series. He didn't get an NLDS, NLCS, a wild card round, blah, blah, blah. But, John, I was struck by, like, I was shocked when I saw that those two guys both have 12 homers in two postseasons and two games. It's That's insane. An extraordinary amount of home runs.
It's insane.
Yeah. It really
it's
is.
It's an insane number.
Again, when it matters most, these guys are so clutch. I mean, that's clutch beyond clutch.
Well, those two guys you know you can trust. Now, the guys that obviously, through the last 2 years and two games that have gone back and forth, Castellanos, Stott, JT's not doing anything right now. Love him. Right now, he hasn't done anything.
He got a little chopper. Although, you know what?
Bryson right.
home yesterday.
He did that and he got hit by a pitch. You know what he did? I really appreciate it. When he got hit by the pitch, boss move.
Just bang.
Just right down to first base. Like, no.
Happy.
No, Grant, happy.
Joyous.
Yes. Now, it hit his belt, which is probably one of the best spots you can get hit.
But he got on base.
He knew it immediately.
Huge. And I will say this, very, very underrated. I was screaming at the I was in the studio at the time, screaming at the screen, this guy has to drive it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In this run, he has to figure out a way to touch this baseball to drive in the
strike. That was big.
That's all he did. And Stott had a great jump. And I don't even if Vientos comes through cleanly, I don't know that he's going to make.
He would have been safe either way.
I agree. I agree with that.
That is a gigantic home run.
Well,
base hit.
Can I say this, RBI. Ruben? You ready for this? Especially with this bullpen right now.
No question.
Oh, man.
That's why I was screaming.
And against
right
this
now,
Mets
right
team.
Now, the bullpen is not tight.
By the
it's
way,
not doing its
speaking
thing.
Of the bullpen, let's listen to Rob Thompson. Because, you know, look, they're 1-1 with this ridiculous bullpen so far, but it was one of the two greatest strengths they had this season. They had the starting pitching as a unit, as a group, and they had the bullpen as a group. Now, the starting pitching's hold up its end of the bargain so far. The bullpen has not. Here's Rob Thompson after the game. Obviously, he's made some decisions not everyone agrees with, but let's not kid ourselves. The main thing is that the main guys in the bullpen have not pitched well so far. Here's Rob Thompson after the game.
The way you use your bullpen there late in the game, did you want to get Hoffman and Strom back in there in high-leverage situations? Is that just kind of the way the matchups played out, that you had Strom back in there in the ninth as opposed to guys that you had gone with in the ninth more often this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way it kind of worked out, and those were the pockets that we set up prior to the game for all of those guys. So, the Mets right now are they're putting some slug on our bullpen, so we got to take a look at that.
I mean, I'll put it this way in clear terms. In my opinion, to this point, the three worst Phillies have been Strom, Kirkreen, And Hoffman.
Think about this. The starting pitching has pitched 12 innings.
Hoffman
and
came
back
yesterday.
I know he did, but he basically cost them a freaking playoff game.
The starting pitching, 12 innings, 2 runs. The bullpen, 6 innings, 10 runs.
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, that's incredible. And guys, and I'm not saying don't trust these guys. First off, you have no choice but to trust them. You're not going to Ruiz in the 8th and 9th inning. You're not going to whoever the guys that made the postseason roster instead of Taiwan Walker.
Tanner Banks.
Yeah, you're not going to that guy. You know, these guys have to do their job. And for the most part, I still believe they will. But you do worry about two things. One, less effective as the season goes on due to some wear and tear. You know, that happens. We've seen it before. And two, if pressure gets to them. Now, the good news is you take Hoffman. He gave up a huge homer game 2 versus Atlanta last year. Okay? That's why they lost game 2 versus Atlanta. Bounce back, pitch great the rest of the way. You know, these guys have been through fire before. Strom pitched in postseason games last year. I mean, listen, Strom and Hoffman were probably 2 of the top 5 players on the whole team this year. I mean, really, the whole team. I mean, it would probably be Wheeler, Nola, Strom, Hoffman, Bryce.
Schwarber.
Yeah, 2 of the top 6. I mean, and then Sanchez a little bit and Ranger until he wasn't.
So here's my take on the bullpen right now. These guys are the most affected by those 5 days off because they have complicated deliveries. They have to have pinpoint command, and when they're not in competition, it throws them off. They need regular reps. I do believe in my heart of hearts, the more they pitch, the better they will get. I know they're going to be seen more, but their stuff will be better and their stuff will be sharper. Right now, they're not real sharp with their command. You see Strom not being able to work the inside part of the plate against right-handers, and you see Hoffman not being able to command his slider, which he's done very, very well this season. And that's the reason why these guys are not effective right now. And I do believe as they pitch through this playoffs, I think that they're going to get better and better.
So that is the case for both sides. You know, the Mets also have this issue.
I think the Mets,
well, they played. They didn't stop playing.
They've never stopped playing. And I will tell you this. I believe this in my heart of hearts. It's going to come down to the bullpens, and I think that the Phillies will prevail because the Mets bullpen is terrible. It's not good.
Ruben, let me ask you a question. I asked in the 6 o'clock hour before you joined us at 7. If I hand you a split in New York, do you take it?
Absolutely.
Because you trust Wheeler?
Absolutely.
And you have home field advantage back.
Unequivocally.
I agree with you. Now, James, you said no. No, give me your reason of no. I know it gets scary because you're 27 outs away from your season being over. Why do you say no to you get it? I hand it to you.
Because I have the better baseball team. I don't want to play a game 5. I want to end this in 4. I want to come home for game 1 against the Padres when they beat the Dodgers. Like, I just think we're the better team, and I think they will, worst case, split up there. So, like, why wouldn't I try and take both?
Yeah, it's an interesting conundrum. Look, it's a hypothetical. It doesn't even matter. It's just, I thought, an interesting question to kind of frame in our minds where we as a fan base sit, you know, heading into game 3 and 4 and potentially game 5. By the way, one of the reasons there's a potential 4 and a potential 5 is because the Phillies won 2. They won game 2. And Nick Castellanos was such a massive part of it. He talked right after the game, emotion still raw, although for him, Johnny's always, he can just bring it down 37 notches. All right, here's Castellanos. Here's Castellanos with a deep thinker. Castellanos with Fox after the game.
Nick, I imagine that's as good as it gets. A game-winning hit, and then sharing the moment with your son. Describe your emotions.
Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
0-2, you fell behind, yep. Called timeout, looked like you took a deep breath. Take me through the rest of that at bat.
Just to slow it down, really. You know, if he blows a fastball by me, so be it. I'd rather that than swinging something in the dirt.
This is the town of Rocky Balboa. You guys, that was a heavyweight fight. Both teams taking punches. What was it like playing in this game?
I mean, it was incredible, but the series is even. We go to New York now. There's a lot of baseball left. So, I mean, as soon as we can, just to turn the page and get refocused on game 3.
You ended an epic game with an epic hit. Congratulations. We'll see you in New York.
Thank you.
Look, just an all-time classic, and I really liked his mindset talking about Game 3. It's one of those, let's not get too high, guys. Like, let's remember, we came out of a hole, but we're not out of the entire hole.
Would you expect any less from the guy who
probably
played
not
162 games yeah. this year and is the first guy out on the field every single morning, every single day?
Yeah.
This guy works.
Yeah, no,
I love that. I love that he's that he's spearheading this thing in a lot of ways. That's great.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.